This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a bank posts a help wanted sign, and interested candidates may include top global CEOs and one of the world's most glamorous rock stars. This is some bank, eh? Slate explains all in a moment. First, this: college students are young, healthy, invincible. But university hospitals know better. Each year, hundreds of students leave school because they can't pay huge medical bills from accidents or unexpected illnesses. Some public universities now require students carry health insurance, and more are considering that, though some students say they can't afford it. From member station WOSU in Columbus, Ohio, Tamara Keith reports.
Ohio State sophomore Jamie Bressler is waiting for a friend at the campus's Student Health Center. It's a place she's all too familiar with ever since she had a seizure on campus. Bressler now visits the health center for regular checkups.
I've never had another seizure in my life. I was perfectly healthy. I've been to doctors, checkups, everything. Never knew anything was wrong. And then all of a sudden, you know, I wake up in the hospital room. They tell me I had a seizure.
Bressler says she's fine now, and she's almost out from under the medical bills, too. Ohio State recently began requiring all students to have health insurance, whether through their parents' plan or through a university plan that costs about $1,200 a year. Bressler was insured through the university, and she's glad.
You know, I ended up with hundreds of dollars in bills, and with student health insurance, that, you know, helped lower the cost. Whereas if I didn't have student health insurance, then I would be very much in debt.
And maybe not in school at all. Dr. Glenn Eagleman is physician in chief at Bowling Green State University in northwestern Ohio. He says medical bills are a common reason why students drop out of college.
They're struggling with, do I pay this bill? If I don't pay this bill, then I'm going to ruin my credit rating, but I can stay in school. If I pay this bill, then I'm either going to have to pick up a second or third job while still trying to attend college full time, or drop out. And that's what ends up happening. It becomes a retention issue for the university.
That's one of the reasons Eagleman is trying to convince his public university to require all students to have health insurance. There are other reasons, too. The university can be liable for medical expenses if a student gets sick while on a field trip or studying abroad. Many voluntary insurance programs struggle because less healthy students sign up, pushing up premiums. And at universities that have on-campus hospitals, unpaid medical bills from uninsured students can get expensive. At Ohio State, the year before its mandatory insurance program went into effect, uninsured students owed the university hospital more than $500,000. Despite these concerns, Bowling Green's Glenn Eagleman says mandatory insurance is often a tough sell. Many students don't think they need health insurance. But in his first 2 years practicing medicine at a university, Dr. Eagleman diagnosed 6 students with cancer.
Just because you may be between the ages of 18 and 24 or 25 doesn't mean that medical conditions can't strike you at any time. That's the whole point of insurance, is to protect you in unforeseen circumstances.
Nationwide, about 90% of private universities already require health insurance for students. Among public universities, though, it's only about 25%, according to a survey by Stephen Beckley, a healthcare and benefits consultant for universities. But Beckley says many major public universities are now considering a switch to mandatory insurance.
The University of North Carolina system is studying that. The University of Iowa system is considering an insurance requirement. Florida University system's considering it. University of Texas system's considering it. There's lots of, I've never seen it this ripe for change nationally.
But Kent State University Health Services Director Mary Reeves predicts that change won't be coming to her university anytime soon. She says the issue comes up each year, and the university always decides to stick with its current voluntary health insurance program. But even with that program, a full 20% of Kent State students are uninsured. Reeves says it's a calculated risk many are willing to take, though sometimes it backfires.
We had a student hospitalized last year, and it was a critical incident, and they were in the critical care unit, and their hospital bill was over $100,000.
The student didn't have insurance, and he ended up dropping out of school. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Columbus, Ohio.